ladies and gentlemen. We have poop in the potty. I repeat, poop is in the potty. Literally about 10 minutes before tonight's show, the little one who has been having more and more diaper-free time peed in the potty. And that is today's news. Who are we having on tonight, Mr. Producer? Who's this you're asking about? Oh, I see. No, tonight we're supposed to have Janice Barcelo on. But she's not online. Did she forget about tonight's show? Actually, I was kind of hoping she would, because I have a lot to talk about. I talked to my college professor today, the one we've been trying to get on the air, Mr. Producer. And, of course, he's all about this mysterious net nullification deal. So I was kind of hoping we could bring him on to discuss his perspective on that. He's just so freaking full of it. It's hard to stand. And you know what his big thing right now is, that Bill O'Reilly's a liar? Yeah. That's really news. Bill O'Reilly is a liar. And this is what the leftist, no different than the rightist in the left-right paradigm, but the leftists are all about this claim that the liars on Fox News are being exposed, or, you know, for that matter, the liars in the lamestream media are being exposed when you talk about the Brian Williams scandal. Listen to this post, Mr. Producer. I found this on Facebook, and occasionally I see things. You know, I try not to use social media too much. I really like to stay away from it. But you can find it, and you can also follow me on Facebook if you want updates on real issues and not kitties and what I had for lunch and whatever. And real issues do include my son taking his first dump on the toilet. But, and I know it's scary once you feel so enthralled about something like that, but here I am, nonetheless. But check out this post I posted. This is from LaWanda. LaWanda writes, yes, you should get vaccines. And so what if that makes your kid artistic? That don't always mean he's gay. I got a major kick out of that one. I really did. Good stuff. Next week, Dennis McKenna coming on. We're also going to have Patrick Wood on. I meant to email him today. He wrote a book about technocracy, and we're going to do a little bit of a different type of show with him. He was on OCD this week, and I reached out to him and asked him if he would come on and have a discussion with somebody from Technocracy Incorporated, the very group that he tries to expose, has agreed to bring on a 93-year-old representative of this organization called Technocracy. So look forward to that. He was on Clint's show tonight as well. Just now? He's going to make all the rounds, huh? So he'll be on our show next week as well. What did you think of him on Clint's show? Did his message vary at all? Was it the same stuff? Pretty much, yeah. Well, we're going to do a little bit of a different take on it all. We're going to do a debate, if you will. Because I think there's more to this story than what he presents, but I'll let you make up your mind, and we'll hear that on next week's show. Let's see. We also got, like I said, Dennis McKenna, who will be one of the featured speakers at the Free Your Mind Conference. Free Your Mind Conference is coming up, man. I'm busting my tuchus on this deal. Hope to see you. In fact, if anybody's listening right now who's going to be attending the conference, why don't you call up and say hello? I'd love to talk with you on the show beforehand and, you know, see what brought you to the conference. We have a lot of listeners that want to get involved, and they're tired of being isolated behind the computers. They want to get together with each other in person. This is their opportunity to do so. FreeYourMindConference.com, the website. Mark Pasco's got a promo code that's going to be good until, let's see, Saturday at midnight. It ends at the end of the month. February is a short month, don't forget. Saturday is the 28th, which is the end of the month. And Mark Pasco will be releasing he'll be ending his promotion code to save $15 on your tickets. So make use of that now. The promo code, the coupon code is PASSIO, P-A-S-S-I-O, PASSIO. And you can use that until Saturday at midnight. So just go do it now so you don't forget and you save that $15, which is, you know, it's not a lot of money, but you're supporting a major event, and it's going to be freaking awesome. That's the bottom line. All right, let's do open lines tonight and a few other things that we'll get to. 800-313-9443. Looks like our guest will have to be rescheduled. We're supposed to have Janice Barcelo on. Actually, let's call her on her cell. I have her cell phone number here. I'm expecting her to come online, and we should just let's call her on our cell. Actually, I don't think the cell number is on my computer. I think it's on my laptop. That's annoying. Maybe during the next break we'll jump on there and get her. Wonder how my mom's doing. I'm not gonna call her, but wonder how she's doing. I haven't spoken to her this week. Excuse me. I had a nice sip of some magnesium water just now. Oh, there's Janice. She just popped online. We'll see if we can bring her on board with us. Janice Barcelo is an awesome inspiration to me. She will be speaking at the Free Your Mind Conference. I'll go ahead and give her a little bit of an introduction. We'll jump right into that here. She is a doula and is all about exposing the satanic, ritualistic, hospital-based births. She talks about mind control starting at birth with a traumatic birth experience, and even before then, with a lack of conscious conception. And she will be speaking about a cornucopia of different things at the upcoming Free Your Mind Conference. Let's go ahead and bring her on. She just messaged me. Are we on? Yes, we're on, Janice. You're 8 minutes late.
I'm 8 fucking minutes late.
Oh, and you got the potty mouth going.
I totally forgot until just now, but here I am. I lost track of time. I'm sorry.
What a way to start with a bang, ladies and gentlemen. Janice Barcelo, she does not mess around.
Are we live?
We are as live as we can get.
Hello, everybody. Please forgive my tardiness. I'm delighted to
Well, let's hope you don't miss your flight to come to the conference like that.
That will never happen.
I know it won't. We're excited to have you. The upcoming Free Your Mind Conference is going to be epic. Janice, my introduction that I just gave you, I'm sure, does not do you justice. So why don't you go ahead and just introduce yourself, and we'll take it from there.
Well, let's see. I am just about finished writing a book about birth trauma and the dark side of modern medicine. My research has taken me deep into the Luciferian forces that control the medical system, and also taking a strong look at the protocols of hospital birth and how they mirror the techniques of trauma-based mind control. So what's happening is that as babies are entering this dimension, they are being intentionally traumatized in order to alter their brains and to encourage dissociation so that an alter personality can step into the body, and that alter personality will be more likely to conform to Luciferian norms. So my perception is that we are living in a satanic infested culture. We are living in a culture of death and disease. And part of the way that we are trained to accept that is through the way that we are treated as we enter this world through hospital birth. So that's a lot of what this book is about. It also is covering the fact that medical students are also under trauma-based mind control, that medical training is very similar to military training, so that those people that want to become doctors are also being put through severe forms of trauma, and also so that they will dissociate and an alter personality will step in and be willing to inflict extreme harm on patients of all ages. So the medical doctors are definitely under severe forms of trauma-based mind control, and that's what makes them able to do the horrific things that they're doing, not only to babies, but to people of all ages who enter into the medical system. So yeah, that's about what my book is about, and also my personal story that involves hospital abuse and birth trauma, as well as prenatal trauma and the importance of the first 9 months in the womb. So there's a lot happening.
There's a lot of different components. Somebody in the chat writes, they cut the cord too quick. And I think that's an interesting thing that's often overlooked. In fact, I mean, I can talk about my experience at great length, and I did during my last lecture at the Free Your Mind Conference. But one of the things that I did not talk about in the lecture was the cutting of the cord. We had planned not necessarily to do a lotus birth, which we'll define in just a second, but we had planned to wait until this cord, at the very least, stopped pulsing. Now, I don't want to get into my personal story, but stuff happened, and the medical mafia forced me. They said, you are gonna cut the cord now, or we are going to do it for you. So it was either I cut the cord or they cut the cord. And, well, I probably shouldn't have, but I was like, well, I should do this then. And looking back, I wondered if I should have. But, you know, nonetheless, there is some interesting reasoning behind waiting till the cord is done pulsing at the very least. And it fits into the conversation of trauma because, Janice, I'll let you fill in the gaps here, but when you cut that cord suddenly, when the child is just born, it is very abrupt, and it is very unsettling to the child to have to go through that.
Let me go fairly deep into this topic of the clamping and cutting of the umbilical cord immediately after birth. What people need to know is when a baby is born, it's not breathing. It has been receiving all of its oxygen through the blood supply that's pumping through the mother's body, through the placenta, through that umbilical cord into the baby. So babies that are born underwater, for example, they can actually be underwater for like 5 minutes without taking a breath, and that's because all of their oxygen is being supplied through the blood. And there is a tremendous amount of blood that is still pumping into the baby's body after the baby comes out of the mother's body. In fact, it is one third of the baby's blood supply that is pumping through that umbilical cord into the baby. And that blood not only contains oxygen, but it contains nutrients and stem cells that the baby needs in order to develop a proper and healthy immune system. It's also very important for the proper activation of the lungs and the nervous system. So that blood that belongs to the baby belongs in the baby's body. Okay, all of it, every drop. And so the most important thing, one of the most important things we can do is to wait to clamp and cut that umbilical cord until the cord turns white. When the cord turns white, and when the cord is nice and flat, that means that the baby has received all of its blood. And that means that the baby has received all of what the Creator has deemed important for that baby to receive in order to have a healthy and whole life. Okay, so the cord must be white. If the cord is purple or blue or red, that means there is still blood pumping through that cord. And it should not be cut. It should not be clamped at that time. It is imperative that we wait. Okay, so what the medical system is doing is they are harvesting the baby's cord blood. And they are selling the baby's cord blood. And why would they do that? Like, what use is the blood to them? Well, we have Satanists who are involved in the ingestion of human blood and body parts. And they favor the blood and body parts of infants because they think that that is the purest, cleanest, most potent form of blood. And they believe if they ingest the blood of infants, they will, it will stop them from aging. Okay, it will help them stay youthful. And they're very, very interested in learning the keys to everlasting life. And so they actually receive blood transfusions of infant blood. And this is becoming mainstream right now. You will see many articles coming up on the internet about how young blood can be used to help the elderly have healthier lives. So they are trying to mainstream the use of infant blood and the blood of young children in order to help the elderly. What we have here is vampiring going on and the theft of our children's blood, and also the theft of our children's placenta. Okay, the placenta. And what, before I go on to the placenta, let me say that when they get a father to cut that cord, okay, if I went deep into all the satanic rituals that are taking place in hospital birth, what they're doing is they're encouraging the father of these children to initiate their children into the satanic cult, into the Luciferian culture that we are living in. And so the father becomes the separator, right, of that child from the Creator and from its own connection to spiritual well-being. Right, it's an extremely dark thing that they're getting fathers to participate in this filthy, disgusting ritual. There is no benefit whatsoever to the clamping and cutting of the umbilical cord immediately after birth. If anybody cares to research this topic, there is ample evidence of the harm that this is causing infants.
Absolutely. We'll be right back after this quick break. Our guest, Janice Barcella.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821, or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
Strike Hard Gear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Our guest tonight is Janice Borsello. Janice, every time I have you on, you're such a party pooper. You know that? you're just so doomy and gloomy. You talk about this really nasty stuff. It's the most precious experience. It's the most precious thing, which is giving birth and bringing life onto this planet. And you just totally make it out to be this nasty, satanic, dark, occult ritual. How could you do that?
Well, Bob, I'm not the one that created the satanic rituals, of course.
Exactly.
I'm just the one who is seeing that that's what has been happening. I also am very clear about what it would take to bring a baby into this dimension without trauma. And I'm happy to talk about that if you're feeling like it's too uncomfortable to go deep into the dark side. But if we don't talk about the dark side of what's happening, it's going to continue. The only way to stop it is for people to see it for what it is and to make choices that will keep them and their children out of the hospital and out of that Luciferian environment. It's very hard for people to admit that that's what's going on, but yet, you know, 95% of hospital births are considered traumatic, Bob, and half of those are considered severely traumatic. So yeah. we better take a look at what's going on here and see if we can make other choices.
I quoted you in my talk at the last Free Your Mind conference about that, and I brought up that very statistic. Let's talk a little bit about Pitocin and some of the AIDS or so-called AIDS during the hospital birth experience. I think Pitocin's probably the most interesting of the bunch.
Well, Pitocin is artificial oxytocin. It's synthetic chemical oxytocin. It's a mockery of the natural form of oxytocin.
And what is oxytocin? Yeah.
Oxytocin is it's a hormone that's necessary for human love and human bonding. Oxytocin in its natural form is necessary for the let down of breast milk when a baby is born so that a mother will have the ability to feed her child. Oxytocin is necessary for natural contractions, which are extremely different than contractions that are caused by Pitocin. So Pitocin is a drug that alters the mother's ability to bond with her baby. If natural oxytocin is not pumping through the mother's body during the birth process, the neurobiology of love will not be able to activate at birth. And this means that not only will the mother have a hard time bonding with her baby, but her baby's brain will be altered. Her baby's oxytocin receptor sites will not develop properly, which will influence her baby's ability to produce oxytocin throughout its life, unless there is a move toward healing the birth trauma. Okay? Pitocin is one of the nastiest things that they are doing to us. And the reason they are using this drug is because they know it interferes with human love. They know it interferes with the bonding, not only between mother and child, but between father and child, and between that mother and that father. Okay? If oxytocin is not pumping in that room during birth, the family bond is going to be altered. And we have a huge problem in our society with families breaking down. Okay? And I hear fathers often say, I went to the hospital with my wife to help her give birth, and when we left that hospital, she wasn't my wife anymore. She wasn't the same.
And when we get back from the break, we'll bring her wife back by talking about some of the things to do and what to avoid with the satanic ritualistic hospital birth.
The Bob Justin Show.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lung, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Into outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Our guest tonight is Janice Barcella. Janice, geez, where do we go from here? I'll let you decide.
Well, I wondered if we could go a little bit deeper into Pitocin so that people understand how dangerous this drug is and how much of a problem it is. I just wanted to stress that what I'm finding is that even if they can't get the Pitocin into the mother's body for induction or for the augmentation of labor, they'll try to get it into the mother's body during the third stage, delivering the placenta. And so they are determined, you know, to get it into her body. And this is because they know that it will alter the family. It will alter the family's ability to experience love. So it is a direct attack on us. And I could go very deep into the Pitocin story, but I just wanted to cover that little bit of it to make sure people understand that there is a dark agenda with this drug. And we should definitely try to avoid having that drug at any time during labor or birth, okay? It's very, very problematic on a lot of levels.
Sure.
But the most important is for love. And so we want to understand, too, what are the keys to helping us experience love at birth? I mean, birth should be the most joyful, ecstatic experience that any couple will ever have, because it should be, in its highest expression, the culmination of their love for each other, and the fact that that love has brought forth a new life. And of course, you know, it's my belief that the real creator, not the Judeo-Christian imposter, but the real creator, intended for birth to be pleasurable, because birth is a key to the fulfillment of human love. It is a key for that couple to take their love into eternity, right? Bringing forth children is one of the most important things we will ever do in our lives. And the reason it's so important is because it bonds people in love. It holds families together when birth is filled with love. And if it is not filled with love, the families will break down over time. This is a core of our problem. So we have to understand, what are the keys to birthing children in love? Okay? One thing I want to stress about this is that it will never ever be easy to give birth to a child in love if we are gestating children that we do not want. Okay, what's happening in our Luciferian-based society is that we have been encouraged to engage in a tremendous amount of fleshy indulgence, okay? And children are often conceived as a side effect of two people who want to get off, but who have no interest in bringing forth life. I'm one of those children that was conceived as an accident, or conceived haphazardly, and that spent 9 months in a womb where I was not wanted. And it is extremely important for people to understand that when you are imprinted in the womb with feelings of not being loved, there's a tendency throughout life to feel that we are not lovable, and that we will never be loved, and in fact, that we are inherently, something is inherently wrong with us that makes us unlovable. These imprints are extremely profound and damaging to the child who is conceived haphazardly. And it's also very difficult for a mother to gestate and give birth to a child that she does not want, especially if she conceived this child with a man who she does not love. We have ignored the impact of our sexual behavior and what it is doing to our children. And so if we want to create a life that is filled with love, if we want to understand the keys to preserving love in our family, it is extremely important, number one, to get a handle on your sexual behavior, on your carnal impulses, and never ever create children as a side effect of carnal impulses, because those children will suffer, and they will be altered from the get-go. One thing that we could do, if we really feel that we are with a partner who we'd like to create a life with and who we'd like to create children with, is to create a space of love, right? A beautiful, loving home environment in which to conceive and gestate and birth our children. This should all happen in the same place. The conception, the gestation, and the birth of our children. It should happen in the place that we have created for our family to flourish, for our family to experience love. And children should be conceived consciously, purposefully, by two people that love each other and that want to bring their love into eternity by creating a child. And I'm going to just up the octave on this even another level, okay, by saying we don't have to be satisfied just by saying, okay, I love this person, I want to have a baby, and I'll just have any baby. You know, I'll just take whatever I get. We could be so super conscious about the way that we create life that we can make a decision about the kind of soul that we want to call into our family. Right? We can make the decision that we want to bring a soul into this planet who will contribute to the evolution of love and the fulfillment of the divine dream. A soul that will contribute to the earth becoming a place that is filled with love. A place that is a flourishing garden filled with happy families and happy children. Right? We can decide to take our loving union, a loving union between a man and a woman, and align that union with the Creator and say to the Creator, I want to work with you in terms of bringing the beautiful loving dream that you have for this planet into fruition through the creation of a life. Are you following what I'm saying, Bob? Because I want to make sure if you're following it, everybody else is following what I'm saying.
I'm following it. I want to also let people know that it's never too late, though, to find that space, in my opinion, Janice, that just because you weren't conceived consciously, or just because, and I'm not saying that should be an excuse to not conceive consciously, but just because you haven't had that space in the past or don't have that space right now, you can create that space in the moment and continue to perpetuate it. So I just feel like people should know this, and it should be explicitly stated.
Okay, one of the things I want to share is that the information that I'm talking about right now is coming from the Ringing Cedars books, otherwise called the Anastasia books. If people go to ringingcedars.com, ringing like a bell and cedars like a tree, one of the things she says is that for a child to have all the planes of their being intact, meaning for us to have all of our pristine capacities intact, for us to be the way that the Creator has designed us to be, we have to create a space of love in which to conceive and gestate and birth our children. And as children, one of the most important things is that parental thought is involved in the conception of life and parental alignment with the Creator. You know, a specific decision on the part of the parents to work with the Creator and to bring forth a child that is in the image of the Creator instead of in the image of the Creator's opposite. So what I want to stress is what's happened to us, Bob, is that we have been so damaged and so traumatized by the way that we were conceived and gestated and birthed that we now have a very small portion of our brain potential in use. Okay, most of our potential is dormant, and most of our DNA is dormant. And scientists call it junk DNA, but it's not junk, it's dormant because we have been altered, we have been modified. And we can search our whole life to try to reclaim our original blueprint and what should have been ours. As a birthright. And we may never get to it, Bob, because of what's happened to us. But we can, in 1, 2, 3 generations at the most, bring children into this world who can have their capacities intact. And once those children incarnate, you see, that's really the key to giving birth to a new earth, is giving birth to a pristine mankind, giving birth to our race in the design of the Creator. What's happening right now is they're doing everything that they can to alter us so that we will be more in the image of Lucifer or Satan. And the attack is very, very deep, and I know people are uncomfortable talking about it. So we don't have to talk about it, but what we can talk about, what are the keys to really giving birth to a life in the image of the divine, a child that will have its pristine capacities intact, a child that will be able to communicate with the divine mind. And part of this, you know, part of it is that we all are, like every other quote-unquote species, designed to be in the natural world. The technological world has been superimposed over the Creator's design. Okay, and the technological world is part of what is causing the alteration in mankind. So I'll give you just a small example so you understand what I'm saying. If we lived like other animals in the natural world, we would have an innate capacity to regulate our body temperature on our own. This is why all kinds of animals can live in extreme cold, okay, or extreme heat, because they have an innate capacity to regulate their body temperature. But we have lost our ability because we have been living in an artificial world through which there is artificial adjustments of temperature. So we don't regulate our body temperature anymore. And we could die from extreme cold. But that is not natural. And that is not part of the original design. I'll give you one more example about the technological world, which is a fundamentally Luciferian creation. Every aspect of the technological world is killing life and is intended to separate us from who we are. Every sound of the technological world, all the weed whackers and the lawn mowers and the planes and the trains and the trucks, you know, all of the roar and clamor of the technological world keeps our nervous system in a state of constant agitation and hypervigilance to threat. And so when our reptilian brain is stimulated by these artificial sounds, the rest of our brain can't function properly. That means that we cannot communicate with the divine mind the way that we should, that we cannot have the relationships of deep, authentic, enduring love that we should, because our brain isn't able to function properly because we're terrified. Our reptilian brain is in a constant state of terror from all of the technological interference. So we have to see the technological world as part of the problem. And if a child is born in nature, okay, if a child comes out of the womb and looks up and sees a sky not filled with chemtrails, all right, the beautiful sky, if a child hears the sound of the birds or the wind or the ocean, okay, if the child smells the scent of flowers or pine trees or whatever it is in your part of the world, right? All of these sounds, all of these scents and sights and sounds are of the original design. They're part of creation, the original creation from the loving force behind creation that wants only for us to live in a world filled with love. So giving birth to children in that setting will help imprint them with their innate capacities. You understand? We have moved so far from God's design, and that is why there is so much suffering, and that is why we have become one of the most dangerous life forms ever to exist. We are not only destroying ourselves, but also all life forms. We're destroying all of life because we've been so altered by the technological world. And I know we were born into it, and we are indoctrinated into it. In fact, we are initiated into it through hospital birth. And the hospital system, the medical system, seeks to impress on the psyches of newborn babies how important it is, okay, and how it will exercise dominion over that baby's life. But this is, you know, that's what induction is. Induction is an initiation into the technocratic world. They don't use the word induction as an accident. Induction means we are being initiated into a Luciferian order. And it is a technological order that will try to alter us and have control over our lives.
We'll so come back with our final segment in just moments, Janice. That's a good place to pause here for a moment. We'll finish things up in just a second.
The Bob Justin Show.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Denise, I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Free Your Mind Conference in April.
Bob, I'm so going to be looking forward to seeing you there, too. I'm very excited about this conference. It's just an incredible gathering of souls. I hope all your listeners are coming.
Did you hear about the Texas woman who was pregnant with Satan's baby?
No, I did not.
Satanist is Isabella Miroslav claims last year she was impregnated by Satan. Yes, the real Satan. And will soon have Satan, and will soon have Satan's baby. Here's how Miroslav says it all happened. One night when she was finishing her bedtime prayers to the Prince of Darkness, he suddenly manifested, told her to take off her clothes, and then bred her. Satan told me I would give to birth to and raise his son. Horrible English. She also goes on to say, once the baby turned 12, it would become president of the United States and create a one world government.
Whatever. They're completely insane. These people are completely insane. So, you know, I mean, that's fine. People don't realize how close they are to giving birth to demonic energies because of how these babies are being conceived and the people that they are being conceived with and the environment that they're gestating and being birthed in. So many of us are contributing to it, unaware. And so that's why this conversation is so important, you know, to bring people back to the truth of our pristine origins and to help people understand the keys to the preservation of love in families. Conscious conception is absolutely extremely important. Like, I can't stress it enough. Creating a space of love and trying to do your best to give birth to your child in a natural setting so that the child will be imprinted with the Creator's design. There's a great film called Birth as We Know It. Birth as We Know It.
Is that Ricky Lake's film?
It's Elena Tonetti's film.
Okay.
Ricky Lake, I mean, most people can't hold a candle to what Elena Tonetti has brought forth. So if you go to birthasweknowit.com, for those who really want to understand the spiritual dynamics of birth, watch this film. These women gave birth to their babies in the Black Sea in Russia, where there were dolphins, you know, helping to midwife the births. There is the most beautiful, exquisite footage of these women at the birth camps, you know, that were outside. There was no medical people there even allowed to be there. So they all, you know, gave birth the natural way.
Folks,
I hear the music.
Yep, that's the end of the show. Love each other. Let's get together in a conscious way. And Janice, again, for the last time tonight, I look forward to seeing you at the Free Your Mind Conference.
Please visit my website at birthofanewearth.com.
All right, Janice, take care. We'll be back next week. Love you guys. Take care. Out of town.
Just those crazy ballers out of my town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With fine